Tulsa News, 100 years ago. Note to listener, the news from 100 years ago may include verbiage or content that some may find offensive. It is not our intention to offend, but to give perspective of where we came from to how much we have advanced to today. Now for the headline news. 100 years ago today, rebel generals enter Mexico City. Wood holds top place in battle. Revolutionary leader reaches Capitol fall unconfirmed. U.S. Marines leave. Ordered to Key West to be ready for emergency action in Mexico. Claim new successes. Three state capitals reported captured, say Torreon also taken. Concentrate forces. Carranza gathers forces together. Northern states give up. 30 posses hunt bigamist who slays jailer at Eufaula. The polls close in on Kiev rapidly. Tulsa News, 100 years ago. Brought to you by Guernsey Cybersecurity Consulting. A solid security strategy takes more than a software package and an occasional checkup. Guernsey has nationally accredited information experts whose sole focus is to help our clients meet their risk management goals and compliance obligations with risk management. Call Guernsey Cybersecurity Consulting at 405-416-8100. That's 405-416-8100. On to the Tulsa local news and advertisements. The boss says, a flexible filing cabinet for your growing needs. The more successful man becomes, the more valuable are his records. For adequate protection and permanent convenience, all steel is recognized by progressive men as the filing cabinet of modern business. GF Allsteel, office furniture. Allsteel files are rigid and everlasting, yet sufficiently flexible to meet the needs of every man's business. They afford protection against fire, dust, mice, and vermin, and save valuable space. Come in and examine our assortment of Allsteel office furniture. The equipment that belongs with success. See our window display, Field Stationery Company, 508 South Main. Phone number 4807. Denies profiteering. Grocer pleads not guilty to federal charge on sugar sale and makes bond for preliminary May 12th. Pleading not guilty to the federal charge of profiteering in the sale of sugar, W.A. Fleming, owner of the Fleming Grocery at 121 West 4th Street, yesterday made bond of $1,000 for a preliminary hearing on the accusation at 2 o'clock, May 12th, before C.L. Yancey, United States Commissioner. The information upon which the prosecution is based, signed by W.N. Ellis, local deputy United States Marshal, before the commissioner, alleges that the Fleming Grocery Company sold 1 pound of sugar to Ellis for 35 cents on May 5th at retail price 5 cents higher than charged by other stores in the city. John A. Whalen, local agent of the Department of Justice, has requested the United States District Attorney Office to send a representative to the city on May 12th to take charge of the government's case. Tempting Lemon Tang, Ward's Lemon Crush. The drinks that youngsters dream about, Ward's Orange Crush and Lemon Crush, Mothers need not hesitate to give their little ones all they want, because the drinks are the very essence of purity and quality. The flavors come entirely from the delicious oils pressed from sun-matured oranges and lemons, purest granulated sugar and citric acid, the natural acid of oranges and lemons, at fountains or in bottles, prepared by Orange Crush Company, Chicago, Laboratory, Los Angeles, bottled in Tulsa by Coca-Cola Bottling Company of Tulsa, 516 South Peoria. Tolson nears death. Leonard Broach, son of local broker, perhaps fatally wounded at Fort Worth, in report that Leonard Broach, well known in this city, was shot and probably fatally wounded at Fort Worth, Texas, Friday night, was the information learned by his parents, Mr. and Mrs. W.E. Broach, 1440 South Boston, yesterday. W.E. Broach is a local insurance and loan broker, and Leonard is his oldest son. From the meager information of the telegram, the parents of the young man could not learn in what way he had been shot. "Don't worry about me, Mother. I will get well," the boy wired. At a later hour yesterday, however, word was received from his attendants at the All Saints Hospital in Fort Worth, where he was taken, that scant hope is held out for his recovery. Mrs. Margaret Mosby of Dallas, a niece, is at Broach's bedside, and his father left here last night for Fort Worth. Tomorrow morning. Just suppose that tomorrow morning you should find yourself without a dollar, without a home, and without friends. What would you do? Where would you get money to buy clothes and pay your living expenses? What kind of employment would you seek? What would you be compelled to say when the employer asks you? Can you write shorthand, use a typewriter, and get out a neat-appearing letter, or keep a set of books accurately? The business world cares very little about failures, or your excuses for not being prepared to do the things it wants done. It is too busy to teach you, and that is why you should attend the Tulsa Business College. With our training, you can go anywhere and secure high-grade employment and command an excellent salary. The Tulsa Business College acts as a service station in life for those who have the foresight and good judgment to take advantage of the opportunities before them. Our spring term is just starting, and now is the time for you to enroll in either our day or evening school. See us Monday. Telephone Osage 1429, offices 109 East 3rd Street, Tulsa Business College, an accredited commercial school. Meat injurious to the kidneys. Take a tablespoon of salts if back hurts or bladder bothers. We are a nation of meat eaters, and our blood is filled with uric acid, says a well-known authority, who warns us to be constantly on guard against kidney trouble. The kidneys do their utmost to free the blood of this irritating acid, but become weak from the overwork. They get sluggish, the eliminative tissues clog, and thus the waste is retained in the blood to poison the entire system. When your kidneys ache and feel like lumps of lead, and you have stinging pains in the back, or the urine is cloudy, full of sediment, or the bladder is irritable, obliging you to seek relief during the night, when you have severe headaches, nervous and dizzy spells, sleeplessness, acid stomach, or rheumatism, in bad weather, get from your pharmacist about 4 ounces of jade salts. Take a tablespoon in a glass of water before breakfast each morning, and in a few days your kidneys will act fine. This famous salts is made from the acid of grapes and lemon juice, combined with lithia, has been used for generations to flush and stimulate clogged kidneys, to neutralize the acids in urine so it is no longer a source of irritation, thus ending urinary and bladder disorders. Jade salts is inexpensive and cannot injure, makes a delightful, effervescent lithia water drink, and nobody can make a mistake by taking a little occasionally to keep the kidneys clean and active. Charge 2 with robbery. Weaver and Smith accused of taking money from farmer. Charles Weaver and George Smith accused of the conjoint robbery of Dan White near the latter's farm south of Bixby last Thursday night. Enter pleas of not guilty at their arraignment yesterday before Justice H.J. Gray and were held under bond of $2,000 each for the preliminary hearing next Tuesday. According to the story told by White to the county attorney yesterday, the two young men appeared at the White home Thursday evening and questioned Oscar Hayworth, a farmhand, as to when White would return from Bixby and the probable route he would take. White received $900 for hogs sold Wednesday, and he stated that he believed, after having been held up and robbed of $3.50 and a flashlight by two men, that the robbers believed he carried part or all of the money which he had received from the sale of the hogs. The men, identified by White as the defendant arrested yesterday by N.H. Langley and J.F. Burnett, deputy sheriffs, stopped White on the railroad track as the latter was nearing his home and relieved him of the small amount of money which he had on his person, and also took the flashlight he was carrying. Bear oil for hair, an Indian secret. One of the potent ingredients of catalco for the hair is genuine bear oil. There are other active ingredients not found in any other hair preparation. Catalco has succeeded in many cases of baldness, falling hair, and dandruff when every other hair lotion or treatment has proved futile. $300 guarantee. Amazing results in cases considered hopeless. You never saw a bald Indian. Why become or remain bald if you can grow hair? If others have obtained a new growth or have conquered dandruff or stopped falling hair through catalco, why may not you? Get a box of catalco at any busy drugstore or send 10 cents, silver, or stamps for a brochure with proof box of catalco to J.H. Britton Incorporated, Station F, New York, New York. And that was Tulsa News 100 years ago, 1920. Look for our daily podcast at Spotify. Thank you for listening.